A major ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court last month means that the 45 states that impose a sales tax can now require businesses located outside of their borders to collect that tax and turn the money over. It's a big deal for New Hampshire, one of five states without a sales tax. State lawmakers this week began work on a response to the Supreme Court ruling. They're trying to find a way to mitigate the impact on New Hampshire companies that sell goods online. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, the situation parallels in some ways a 2009 dispute with a neighboring state.
That neighboring state was, of course, Massachusetts. And the dispute dates back to 2009, when Massachusetts tax authorities crossed the border and audited a New Hampshire business. Town Fair Tire's New Hampshire locations attract plenty of Massachusetts customers, in part because New Hampshire doesn't have a sales tax, while Massachusetts does. Under Massachusetts law, if a resident crosses the border and buys a good that is going to be used back in Massachusetts, there is supposed to be what's called a use tax paid. But since Massachusetts residents weren't voluntarily paying this tax, the Bay State went after Town Fair Tire. They slapped them with a six-figure tax bill. They said you should have known, based on the address of the customer, that these products were going to be used in Massachusetts. This, of course, did not sit well with Town Fair Tire or with New Hampshire lawmakers.
It was a bipartisan objection.
Bill Ardinger is head of the tax department at the law firm Rath, Young & Pignatelli in Concord. He says the response to Massachusetts attempting to impose this tax on a New Hampshire business was galvanizing.
New Hampshire felt that the assertion of that auditing enforcement activity by Massachusetts against a New Hampshire business in a New Hampshire location was too far.
Too far. They were going too far in trying to enforce their tax laws up here. As a result, two things happened. First, a legal battle within the Massachusetts courts, a legal battle that Town Fair Tire eventually won. Second, though, and more relevant to today, is that the New Hampshire legislature quickly got to work on a piece of legislation. The bill said that New Hampshire companies will not, shall not, turn over customer information to other states' taxing authorities. That way, they'd have no way of knowing if the customer was a Massachusetts resident. U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan, then a state senator, sponsored the bill.
Other states decide to have a sales tax. That's their right, but they have a relationship with their citizens. They can work to collect sales tax from their citizens. They can't force businesses in New Hampshire to do that for them.
Beyond its legal protections, this bill was also a symbol. It was a show of support from the legislature for New Hampshire businesses. In the wake of the recent Supreme Court ruling, those businesses again may be in need of some help. The court cleared the way for states to require companies that sell online to collect and remit a sales tax to the customer's home state, even if the company is based in tax-free New Hampshire. This week, Governor Chris Sununu launched a special legislative session to craft a new bill to try to slow or stop other states from forcing New Hampshire businesses to collect a sales tax. He says lawmakers could follow the same playbook from 2009.
I don't know if it'll mirror that, but it may have aspects to that, whether it be aspects of that language that I think were very successful.
Success this time around may be more complicated than just a tire store and some overeager Massachusetts tax collectors. There are now going to be 45 states looking to collect what they believe is rightfully theirs. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.